South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has COVID and will quarantine for 10 days, and it happened even though the senator is fully vaccinated. And this has some far-reaching effects beyond the senator's health. Dimitri talked about this with Axios political reporter Sarah Muha.
This announcement obviously comes amid the spread of the Delta variant of COVID, and we're seeing a decent amount of breakthrough cases. How this affects the bipartisan deal, Graham, you know, is one of those senators who is trying to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And Senator Joe Manchin, one of the leading negotiators, he recently entertained a small group of senators on his houseboat over the weekend, and Graham was allegedly in attendance. So, you know, Manchin's office wouldn't say who was on the boat or not, but they did say he is fully vaccinated following the CDC guidelines. We said for those exposed to a COVID positive individual. But lawmakers are in this race trying to pass the bipartisan bill, and they don't have a lot of room for error. So all of these senators need to be available to vote before the August recess.
Yeah, it really is amazing. I mean, if you just want to kind of pan out for a second to all of our lives, whatever we're doing at work, just a week or so ago, we were maskless and we were, you know, enjoying buffets again and doing all this stuff. And now it really does feel like we're just going all the way back. I'm not saying all the way back to lockdowns, but it sure feels close.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there is a little bit of confusion among different municipalities from the CDC guidance. And the House, for example, reinstated the mask mandate last week. They also advised the Senate that they should be wearing masks in indoor spaces. Lines, once again, in the House of Representatives are extremely long to get COVID tested. So we're seeing a lot of the same almost feelings and actions that we saw at the beginning of COVID.
So staying with the House, we have Democrats calling on House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy to resign. This is based on a comment at a GOP fundraiser in Nashville. He said, "I want you to watch Nancy Pelosi hand me that gavel. It will be hard not to hit her with it." What kind of reverberations is this having?
I mean, this is just another sign of an icy relationship that's just growing colder and colder. You're right that House members are calling on him to resign. I believe that was Congressman Eric Swalwell. Another member of Democratic leadership, Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, he said that violence against women is no laughing matter. So this is just, again, since the January 6th attack, the relationship between Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has really only gotten worse. Nancy Pelosi, of course, rejected two of the five Republicans for the select committee to investigate the January 6th investigation, which prompted McCarthy to then pull his picks all together. And we're seeing these sort of back and forth spats between the two just sort of constantly pick up over and over again. And this is coming amid, of course, the 2022 midterms, where McCarthy is hoping to win back the House of Representatives for Republicans so that he can then claim the speakership.
Whether it's Nancy Pelosi's word moron in reference to McCarthy or this gavel hitting remark, is there any way to tell what this kind of toxicity between these two leaders could mean for legislation being passed, the general operations of the House, or maybe even all of Congress?
You see culture formed at the top. And right now, after the Senate passes that bipartisan infrastructure bill, it's going to head over to the House, where it's facing already a lot of chaos. There's a little bit of infighting between Democrats, but where progressives are saying, well, we're not going to pass this bill unless it comes along with that $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package. Speaker Pelosi has backed progressives in that. She said she won't bring up the bipartisan bill to a vote without that other package. And Republicans are accusing the Democrats of holding the bill hostage. So there is definitely already a little bit of back and forth. There's going to be the question of whether or not Leader McCarthy wants to see Democrats have a win in the House, because, of course, that is going to once again influence the midterms in 2022.
And that's Axios Politics reporter Sarah Muha on Skype.